Someone said, when a man doesn't know what harbor he is headed for, no wind is right. Well, too often, this is true of our Christian experience. We just don't know what harbor we're headed for. Do you know what the harbor is for the Christian life, teacher? It's one of conforming our lives to the life of Jesus Christ, Romans 8:29. And just as Paul's objective in life was that he would know Christ, he said, my goal is that I would know him, Philippians 3:10. And so this should also be our primary goal in life. Teacher, would you write down your goal in life and share it with your group? I believe that this would help the Bible study members focus more clearly on the harbor of the Christian life. And since the harbor, and you remember we said the harbor is conforming our lives to the life of Jesus Christ. And since the harbor is the goal of the Christian life, then priorities and the use of time become the charted course in which we can sail through rough or calm waters of life. Now, on page 58 of your teacher's guide, you remember that we mentioned the meaning of priority, that it means prior or before. And a person who charts his life well is one who learns what the word priority means in actuality. One way in which to begin planning would be to take the 5 or 10 things that you'd like to see accomplished in one day and write them down. Then secondly, arrange them in the order of importance and then start working with number 1. And complete number 1 before going on to number 2 and so on. And the next hint on this would be don't duck difficult problems or projects by yielding to the temptation to clean up the small items first. Oh, how often I do this. Do you? You think, well, I'll just clean up all these little ones and then I'll get at those hard big ones. And the last thing on this is give yourself a deadline. Like, say, by 10 o'clock today, I purpose to have this, this, and this done. And by 2 o'clock, I'll have this, this, and this done. A person must decide what to do and what not to do. You need to select what is the most important thing and not just what is the most interesting. There's a book called The Time Trap, which says you should be time's master and not let it master you. You can't master your time unless you're first willing to master yourself. We can let the winds of life push us wherever they will, or we can learn when to raise the sails of priorities to guide us in the course that we are to go. Did you understand that? We can let the winds of life push us wherever they will, or we have a choice. We can learn when to raise the sails of priorities in order to guide us in the course that we are to go in and that we want to go in. The use of your time will tell others which course you have chosen for your life. Oh, I think so often we're like the sluggard who, Proverbs 13:4 says, desires and has nothing. We can desire the right use of our time, but the qualification of the verse is that the soul of the diligent is made fat. The sluggard desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent is made fat. What are you doing now to be diligent in this area of time? Are you using your time more efficiently today than you did last year at this time? Vonette Bright, who is the wife of the Campus Crusade for Christ International Director, suggests one or two ways to use our time more effectively. For instance, she says, time yourself on the little daily jobs that must be done around the home, like dressing, taking a bath, clearing the dishes, doing the washing, the vacuuming, the ironing. Determine how long it takes you. And then see if there's any way that you can do that particular job or task more efficiently and in less time. That way, you could tell if you're wasting time on your daily household duties. Another way to see what you're doing in the way of spending your time is just to check yourself at 30-minute intervals for a week. Make out a little chart with 30-minute intervals, and then write down what you've done in those intervals for a week. This will tell you what is important to you because we finish the things that are important to us. It'll also tell you where those little time leakages are so you can stop up these leakages of time. There was another word of encouragement from this book, The Time Trap. It seems that we all have trouble managing our time and breaking old habit patterns of sort of being blown off the course by poor time usage. There are three things to remember in building new habit patterns. One is launch a new practice as strongly as possible. That is, set a routine that contrasts with the old way. Secondly, never let an exception occur until the new habit is established. Just one slip can dampen the energy of all future attempts. And then three, seize the first possible chance to act upon your resolution now. Let me just give you Acts 20:24 as we close today in our little visit. In the RSV it says, "But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may accomplish my course and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." In the Living Bible, it says, "But life is worth nothing unless I use it for doing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus, the work of telling others the good news about God's mighty kindness and love." This is the most important mission He's given us in the use of our time, is being conformed to His image. And part of that being conformed to His image is sharing that good news with others. Have a good day today.